And that's right, do not touch your radio dial for your computer, mobile device, whatever you have to be listening to. No, this is Dill, Georgia State, Santa Zone, live on Blog Talk Radio, thanks to Impact Media. And yes, I am Jeremy, the Impact Dork. Decided to change up the music a little bit this week. We've got a new theme there. Hope you guys enjoy that. Gets you a little more pumped up, for lack of a better word, I think. And plus, if you go to the game, you get to hear plenty of the fight song. Now, things I want to talk about today, we're going to talk about the loss to Appalachian State over the weekend. I was actually in Appalachian State for that. I'll tell you more of my experiences there. I'm going to preview the upcoming matchup with the Texas State Bobcats this Saturday at the Georgia Dome. And, of course, we're going to I have some alumni news, as I teased on the precursor for this show. Some alumni news and not just NFL updates. There was a couple that happened to drop by practice, and I was going to tell you which two that happened to be, and there's a good chance they're still in town. So I guess we'll have to go to the game and see if they're going to be here, right? But as I said, let's start by recapping the loss to Appalachian State. Of course, that was 17-3. You know, the game, that's only 14 points for one, and the game is only, I mean, it was only 14 points because they scored right there at the end. We still had a chance to come back, just couldn't quite get the play call we needed. I'm not going to blame the play call. I'm not going to blame the kids. I just think that's the way it bounces sometimes. That's just the way the ball bounces. Things happen. You get right back on the horse, and you keep going. This team, by far, is not what their record shows. They're a lot better than that. But there are some good things. We actually shut out Appalachian State for the first time, or in the first half. It was 0-0 at halftime. This is the first time they've been shut out in the first half since they played Clemson last season. And I know a lot of people rolled their eyes when I say that stat, and a lot of people thought it was a little goofy that I kept repeating it. But, hey, it is what it is. Last time I checked, nobody else shut them out but us and Clemson. So, I'll take it. This defense has just become spectacular. We actually did a good job of not certain things happen. Sometimes for a reason. But I felt and we apologize for the technical glitches there. You know, start going come out of this defense and all kinds of things start going right around here. I definitely apologize for that. However, not bad things that did. Not just shut down. I mean, you know, nobody's into Appalachian State in the first half of the third quarter. When they were getting some positive yards in the A gaps the whole time, you know, the parts between the center and the guards. And I actually said, you know, at some point somebody's going to step over and plug the A gap. I hope we don't leave the B gap. Somebody steps in to fill there. Unfortunately, we did not. And Jalen Moore is just that good to know. He made an extra cut, made it 45 yards. That was the first score and the only score of the third quarter. But you got to say, Rohier 10 Lowhouse, 43-yard field goal, looked good. It's fantastic. Now, things you need to know about that. In first downs, they had 26, we had 16, something we got to work on. Just not moving the ball, we just couldn't quite. A lot of times we get 8 or 9 yards, couldn't get the first down on the 10. far as penalties, we only had two. He had seven, so I'm happy about that. 88 yards rushing. At one point, Kyler Neal was on pace to get 100 yards. I'm not sure the last time we had 100 yards. I'm ever looking on that. Maybe I had an update before the end of the show. They ended up with 218, but you got to imagine 45 of that. They had some good runners, and 45 of that was Jalen Moore. We actually had a sack. Some of the yards here. Kyler Neal had 12 rushes for 46 total yards, most of which were in the first half. Darius Stubbs came in, had 7 carries for 28 yards. Glenn Smith had a couple carries as well. Connor Manning, 19 for 44. He had 4 interceptions. He was actually, you know, things were going pretty good, but I think when we got behind, we had to throw a little bit more, take a few more chances, and they had a good defense. But he had 153 total yards. Robert Davis not only became the all-time receptions leader with his second catch of the day, he had 5 total for 56 yards. He passed Albert Wilson, who now plays with the Saints, for the all-time receptions lead. Keith Rucker had a handful of catches, so did Glenn Smith, Penny Hart. Unfortunately, Penny Hart ended up hurting his foot, and last I heard, he is out for the year. I'm hoping to hear a little bit more on that, but after the game, Coach Miles said he hated to lose him for an extended period of time. Not just because he's a good player, but he's a good kid, and he really likes having him on the field. And the other guys with catches, Kyler Neal had 1, and so did Ari Wirtz. Punting, there it is. Brandon Wright had 7 punts for a total of 326 yards. That's a 46.6 average. His longest was a 53. He had 2 touchbacks, and he also had 2 that were either downed or went out of bounds inside the 20. If you're a punter, you can't have a much better day than he did. Michael Shaw ended up with an interception. It was just a heads-up play. The ball got tipped in the air. He was actually covering somebody else, turned around, and was able to not only come down with the catch, but come down inbounds. Spectacular catch. For the Appalachian State Mountaineers, Jalen Moore, 28 carries, 159 yards, and the touchdown. Taylor Lamb, who is a pretty good quarterback. He's got some good stuff. 13 for 25. He threw 1 interception. Of course, I just told you that was to Shaw. For 143, he had a touchdown, and he got sacked. Good thing is, Connor didn't get sacked. Pretty happy about that. Top receiver went to Shaden Meadors. He had 3 catches, 43 yards, and a touchdown. They spread the ball out a little bit over there. They didn't have to because they mainly ran. Their punter was pretty good. Alonzo McGee had 11 total sacks. So Bobby Baker and Trey Payne had 8 apiece. Michael Shaw had 7. The sack went to Jerome Smith. It was very awesome. Brian Williams with a pass breakup. And the two guys with quarterback hits were Jalen Lawrence and Andrew Everett. For Appalachian State, Eric Boggs led with 10 tackles. Devin Stringer had 8. So did John Law and Kenan Gilchrist. Had a couple tackles for loss. The 4 interceptions were Eric Boggs, Mondo Williams, Alex Gray, and Brandon Pickney. And they had a handful of pass breakups as well. So they're a good team. They were the perennial Sun Belt favorite coming in to this season. But overall, I felt like maybe we could have been a little more aggressive early. But at the same time, I think things played out pretty well, except for at the end we just couldn't get up enough firepower. Just didn't have enough time left on the clock. And when you run out of time on the clock, there's just nothing you can do about it. But, of course, like I said, we lost 17-3. We are now 0-4 on the year. It's quite all right. Do we not remember we were 2-6 last year before we won the last four and went to a bowl game? Besides, we're playing the Sun Belt. We do pretty well against the Sun Belt, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Now, as we move on, this week in the Georgia Dome, we've got the Texas State Bobcats coming in, the Bobcats and the Panthers. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, I guess that would be zoology class. If you ever guys been to a zoo even. It's another personal little Bobcat, because Bobcats can be pretty cool animals, and they're really good trackers. But in an actual nature fight, a panther would absolutely destroy a bobcat because they're smaller. The panthers are a little more nimble. That is what it is. We're going to put 1 point on the board there. And I'll get into my three ways we're going to win this game here shortly. But so that you get to know the Texas State Bobcats, the all-time record between Texas State and Georgia State is 2-1, with Texas State having two victories out of three. Georgia State won last season 41-19. That was in Texas State. Pretty good game. I remember watching that, at least from our perspective. Coach Everett Withers is the head coach. It's his first season as the head coach there. He actually came from... Do we have that? It was somewhere. There he is. He came from James Madison, where he was the head coach the last 2 years, where they went 9-4 and 9-3 overall, respectively, 6-2 and 6-2 in the division. That got him the Texas State job. He's a good coach. He's been all around. In his coaching career, he's been at Austin Peay. He's been at Tulane, Southern Mississippi. He's been with the New Orleans Saints. He's been with the Tennessee Titans. He's been with Louisville, Texas, Minnesota, North Carolina, Ohio State, James Madison, and obviously now Texas State. He's a good coach. Now, the guy you really need to know about, because I really hope we can stifle him, and I actually think the emergence of a pass rush that we had against Appalachian State, even though we only had the one sack, the emergence of it, I think, is going to help this. Tyler Jones is the quarterback. He is a 65% passer so far on the season. He is 99 for 151. He's thrown four interceptions. He's thrown for 1,076 yards. That's a lot. He averages about 269, I believe, is the average per game, yards per game. He's thrown nine touchdowns. He is in the top three for the following overall categories at Texas State, rather. Most pass attempts, most pass completions, most passing yards, most touchdown passes, best pass completion percentage, total offensive yards, touchdowns responsible for, and total offense. He is in the top three of every one of those. And that is pretty much a lot of their game, is the passing. Because if you look, their top rusher currently is Stedman Mayberry, who has, in four games, has 54 rush attempts for 201 yards. Tyler Jones has 49 carries, even though a lot of those ended up being the tackles and such. He's only got negative 6 yards, actually. Next leading rusher is Tyler Sadzinski. He's got 43 yards, so that tells you right there, they really like to air it out. They really like to throw it. So I think our pass rush, I mean, that's got to be one of the things. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to our three here in a second. The leading receiver is Tyler Watts. He has 17 catches for 147 yards. Actually, there's no. Yeah, Elijah King actually has 14 catches for 210 yards. They've got Thurman Morbley that has 186. He likes to spread the ball around. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, according to my chart, 7 different receivers that have over 100 yards and over 10 catches. So we've definitely got to limit those. They only have one interception on the entire year. Javonte O'Roy had that, and I think he just caught it. They've given up 4 for a total of 60 yards in return and a touchdown, so he has thrown a pick 6. I'd love it if he threw a couple this weekend. Make him be super aggressive. Now, here's another interesting thing. They've scored the most in the second quarter of their games, even though third and fourth they scored pretty well. Also, and they've actually went to overtime. But they haven't scored a single point in the first half. Not a single point. 0. Got a 0. Their opponents have scored 43. Now, you could also say, given their schedule, that they've got a pretty interesting schedule, I would say. And that would... Here it is. Okay, they played at Ohio, and they won that. 56-54, it went into 3 overtimes. I think you guys remember that. Then they played at Arkansas, who was ranked number 24 at the time, I believe. And Arkansas handed them a loss of 42-3. Ouch, right? But we've been on the other side of those as well. Then they played Houston. Yep. Houston, who is doing quite well here lately. They might lose their head coach. They played them, and they lost 64-3 to them. And then, of course, last weekend, they beat Incarnate Word 48-17 to kind of even things up. But the fact they haven't scored early means that's the time to strike. So let's go ahead and get into those three. Actually, I want to tell you that the defense is more about coverage. They don't have that much of a pass rush so far that I've seen, and they may have a little bit here and there, but I think they only have the one sack if they have any. The best defensive player that I saw is a linebacker. They have Brian London. The guy's all over the field. He's very good in coverage. Doesn't let a lot come through. So, that leads me to the three keys for the game. Now, the three keys for this game. I think we've got to pass rush early. We've got to be aggressive all the way across except for the second one. Aggression. We need to really limit Tyler Jones. I don't want him to have more than a couple seconds. He needs to get rid of the ball super quick. I don't want the receivers to have enough time to get open. So I think maybe some crazy blitz. We seem to do well with corner blitzes and safety blitzes, but you know, also don't want to release too much because they do have 7 good receivers, or you know, pretty good receivers at least. So I want to get the pass rush early. I want to limit Tyler Jones' ability. Now, he can scramble a little bit, but not much. We want him to have the ability to have time to make a decision. I want him to have where it might work out for him. Number 2, we want to limit mistakes. The fact that we had a couple of penalties, fantastic. They weren't even big penalties. They didn't worry about anything like that. But we want to limit mistakes, not have any. And I think we can do that. We've been getting a lot better with that. Penalties really haven't been that much of an issue. Now, the third key to victory. Or I told you they haven't scored in the first quarter in the last 4 games, and they've been outscored like 43-0 in that time period. So I think we hit early. We need to hit often. We need to build up such a lead that we don't know what him, so that maybe they don't recover. They have to play from behind. Yes, they've got a bad game. But once again, if that pass is gone and he's still having to throw quick passes, he's going to make a lot of mistakes. If we're aggressive with pass rush and we're aggressive on trying to score early and get on the board, I think we'll take the win right out of their sails. I think we'll look at victory number couple players, a couple alumni players, have dropped by practice, and just over the time, one of them was on the bye week, so I figured he might be in town. But safety Tarris Batiste had some awesome Snapchats from where he was at practice, where he ran into Will Lutz, kicker Will Lutz, who was on his bye week. They were both at practice. I think they're hanging out for the week. They may be at the game, so, hey, I know I'll be at the game. I'm going to try to go by and at least say hello to them. So everything's been going. Congratulate Will on a good start to the season. And also, you guys need to come to that game as well. Not only will you get to see me, maybe you'll get to see them, but you're going to get to see victory number one. Victory number one on the year. We're going to be 1-4. We're going to be on our way. We might win the rest of these games. Who knows? I think we really can win this game this weekend. Of course, that is Saturday at the Georgia Dome, 3:30 kickoff. Means you can sleep in. Go to early church if you want. Watch some cartoons. All kinds of stuff you can do. You can get a lot done in your day before coming to the Dome at 3:30 as the Texas State Bobcats come in to face your Georgia State Panthers football team. But that's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in. It's kind of an odd start we had, and had technical glitches, but hey, happens. We go right through it and roll with the punches, just like the State Panthers do. So, for Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio, I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!
Definite, BET, we reppin' it.